This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. And we are joined here today by our Planet Money colleague, Sarah Gonzalez. Sarah, hey.
Hey.
And Sarah, the reason that we asked you to come into the studio today is because you and I share something, which is that we both have a little collection of, like, work blankets. Sarah, you brought yours. Do you mind describing them?
I brought my work blanket and my fuzzy work designated work sweater.
That's a nice blanket. Is that, it's like a sports blanket or something?
Yeah, it's like a sports team blanket. It's just like small enough that it doesn't drag on the floor.
Looks like a little airplane blanket.
Yeah, it's like an airplane blanket.
Yeah, I have my like oversized sweater that I always keep under my desk and my wool shawl. I mean, our office is pretty cold, right? Don't you think our office is pretty cold?
They're all cold.
They're all cold. Yes. So Sarah and I are always cold, but Cardiff, this is not something that you tend to experience. I know this because I ask you constantly if you're also cold.
No, and today I think is quite common where you've got like a shawl, you've got your blankets, and I'm wearing like my white linen summer shirt, you know? I feel like maybe it's because I bring my own extra padding, like body thickness. I don't know. I'm fine. I feel good. I'm not cold at all.
Do you consider the office cold or warm, or like how would you characterize the temperature?
Honestly,
the office?
I almost never notice it unless it's really extreme. So on days when you guys are cold, I usually feel fine or even a little bit toasty.
Well, okay. So, I mean, this in certain ways is like this workplace trope, right? Women are always cold and want the office to be warmer, and men are always overheated and want the office to be cooler.
Yeah, but worth noting that it's not just conventional wisdom.
That's true.
This is something that has been studied. It's been documented. Women tend to like it warmer than men do.
And all of this, you know, seems like just run-of-the-mill workplace drama, except this is apparently affecting, Sarah Gonzalez, our productivity and the quality of our work.
No.
A lot. And there is a new study out from two economists that actually measured this.
So today on the show, we take on the mighty thermostat. We look at how temperature affects the productivity and cognitive abilities of men and women. And we look at how much that might be costing companies.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from ExxonMobil, the company working to make carbon capture technology more efficient and affordable so it can be deployed at industrial sites worldwide. Find out more at energyfactor.com. Support also comes from Charles Schwab. Schwab wants you to question the way your broker works. Do they offer low costs, award-winning service, and a satisfaction guarantee? If you don't like their answers, ask again at Schwab. Visit schwab.com/compareus to learn more.
For today's indicator, I wanted to get a little bit personal. So, Sarah Gonzalez, what is your preferred office temperature? If you were in control of the thermostat, where would it be?
80 degrees. That's how I keep my apartment. And my husband will come home and be like, it feels like it's 80 degrees in here. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I said it at, 80 degrees.
You're like,
oh,
I know, right? Cardiff Garcia.
Not 80 degrees. I was hoping Sarah would say something like down in the 71, 72 range, so there might be some room for compromise.
What is your preferred office temperature if you're in control of the thermostat?
Because I like it to be somewhere around like 68 to 70, 71, right around there.
To get a little more scientific about this, I talked to Tom Chang. He's an associate professor of finance and business economics at the USC Marshall School of Business and co-author of a new paper called Battle for the Thermostat. Welcome, Tom. How did you come up with the idea for this paper?
Well, I'm a person who has skin. More immediately, though, they're really bad at getting the temperature right in my office.
What do you mean?
I've been having a bit of a fight for the past 9 years with facilities management. The temperature in my office when I've gone in has varied from a low of 55.4 degrees to a high of just under 93.
What is going on? I mean, wait, first of all, did you buy a thermometer to measure this?
I do. I have one of those sort of Wi-Fi enabled thermometers.
What made you decide to do that?
So I would have data to back up my assertion.
Oh, I love it. A true economist at heart.
It's been nice in my office, I must say, for the past few months. And the way that worked is I basically got a bunch of us that were the most affected by temperature, and we went to the dean and we told her, look, it's too darn hot some days. The temperature is so bad that we just go home. We can't work in our offices. And that's not good for productivity. And so she got on it, and within a few weeks, it was all fixed.
So, Tom, how did you measure this? How did you conduct this study? Because it was pretty big. I think it had like 500 people.
We would get a group of subjects, and they would do an identical series of tasks. There's a verbal task, a math task, to add up 5 2-digit numbers at a time with no calculator. And then the verbal task was they were given a series of letters, and they would have to make as many German words, since they were German students, out of those letters as they could. The thing we did is before they would show up, we would experimentally manipulate the temperature of the room to be anywhere from 61 degrees to 91 degrees, I think is about as hot as we could get it.
And what did you find?
We found that as the temperature went up, women did substantially better, especially in math, and men did a little bit worse.
So they did like 91 degrees. Women were just like killing it. They were adding like it was their job.
The biggest effects were if you went from like the 60s to 75 degrees. There's where you saw the largest effect on women. And going from 60 to 75 degrees, it was like a 10-15% increase in the performance of women when it came to the math task.
And what about the men?
The men did slightly worse.
Oh, they did slightly worse when it got warmer?
Warmer, yes.
And what about when it got colder in the 60s?
So that's when men did their best, was when it was in the 60s. And their performance steadily dropped as the thermostat went up. So to go from the 60s to the 70s, like I said, it was around a 10-15% increase in female performance, and it was about a 3% decrease in male performance.
Were you surprised at the degree to which people's performance was affected, or was that about what you thought? Or
oh, no. It was much, much larger than I thought, right? So obviously, extreme temperatures will affect you, but we're not talking about extreme temperatures, right? I would think going from the 60s to the low to mid-70s is a pretty standard range for an indoor environment. And yet we're finding large effects there. Yeah, again, I don't want people to over-extrapolate here, but you know, we're finding 10 to 15% changes, improvements in math performance for women when you go from, you know, 60s to mid-70s.
What do you think is going on?
I think the answer is pretty simple. I think it's just that when it's too hot or you're too cold, you just don't perform at your best.
And you made a recommendation, actually, in the paper for workplaces.
But so if you have a gendered balanced office, the optimal temperature is around 75 degrees. So
75? Oh, that's pretty warm. That's way warmer than our office, for instance.
That's the skin melting.
Oh, you hate this. You hate the conclusion of your own research.
Oh, yes. My advice to a business or any office would be, look, temperature matters, right? So if half your workers are coming to work with, keep blankets in their desks or have illicit space heaters somewhere, or alternatively, half your workers are sweating through their T-shirts, that's something you want to take seriously. What the research says is that if, as a business, you care only about profits or productivity, you should still take the comfort of your workers into account, as it has the real potential to significantly affect your bottom line.
You have one
office. It says 74.6.
Impossible.
There's absolutely no way that's true. I don't think this thermo thing is right.
I've had a problem with this thermostat
this thing
for a while.
Hates women.
Yes. 100% it is a sexist thermostat.
We're at the stage of blaming the thermostat.
Do you think it's 75 degrees in here?
I mean, can I just make a point here?
Yes.
Because I want to stand in solidarity with my freezing female colleagues.
I know. You're
but
very
here,
good this week, artist.
This really is a tough one because it is almost the very definition of a zero-sum game. Like, every degree warmer in the direction of somebody who wants it to be 75 or 80 degrees is 1 degree warmer than, like, I personally would like it.
Well, except that it being warmer is not affecting your productivity at work, and it is affecting ours.
I mean, it is a little bit, but
yeah,
not
a little
that
bit,
much.
Not as much as women.
Yeah, but Sarah, productivity isn't everything, all right? You know, it's uncomfortable.
You can, maybe they need to make a boy, like, professional shorts, like male work-appropriate shorts. You know?
Yeah.
Or I could quit.
This episode was produced by Constanza Gallardo, fact-checked by Emily Lang, and edited by Patty Hirsch. The Indicator is a production of NPR.
After more than 50 years of lies and silence, a witness to the attack on Jim Reeb finally tells the truth about what she saw.
I didn't know whether they'd gonna get off or not, but I was glad when they did. even though they were guilty, and I knew they were guilty, and they knew they were guilty.
It's White Lies from NPR. Listen and subscribe now.